You're tuned in to TV Talk The Following. Welcome to TV Talk, America's number one TV talk show network. And now it's time for TV Talk The Following.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yes, it was a big episode, but is it big enough to house George's ego?
You got to let me have my victory lap. Come on. No, this was, we've said before, we'll say it again. Moves fast.
It does.
Moves fast in this episode. Welcome. This is The Following on TV Talk. Glad you're here. My name is George Wolf.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is the episode for February 3rd, 2014, called Trust Me. And boy, the big bombshell. Well, you know what? Let's go back in time. It was just 1 week ago, right here on TV Talk. Let's go back in time. Cue the sound effects. You ready for this? You want to grab hold of something? You want to sit down? Let me just throw it out there. What if Lily Gray turns out to be the twins' mother?
No.
Okay, all right. There it is. It's out.
Wow.
There it is.
That's, wow.
All right, we're back in real time. But you know what? I did think it was true, but I thought it would take a lot longer.
Oh,
not
yeah.
1 week.
No. I figured, I did not. I'm not going to, I did not think that she was going to wind up necessarily being their mom, but I definitely thought that she was going to be part of their group. But I thought they were going to string us along for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so amazed that they resolved it so quickly.
And remember what else we talked about last week? I saw a bit of a interview that James Purifoy, who plays Joe, did with a magazine, and he called it a, quote, long, slow burn this year. Now, I don't want to disagree with Joe, because I don't want to get...
It's never a good plan.
It's not a good plan, but right now, nothing is burning long and slow. This is boom. It really is.
It's lots of little explosions.
It is, and they're good ones.
Yeah. Yes.
They are, but this was the big. This was the big, you know, Luke, I am your father kind
That's
of thing.
That's right.
Well, this was... Luke, I am your mother. Oh, boy, the hits just keep on coming, don't they?
You know what, though? I would just like to, if I may, just to poke a hole in your ego at the moment. For those of you, any of you who listened to us, we covered Coven. All season long. George had many, 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 many big, giant, wild predictions for that show, that whole series. How did those turn out for you, George?
I was lucky if I got my own name right. Let's just put it that way.
Saying is the Minotaur and Queenie did not have a baby.
We're not talking about Coven, all right? We're talking about The Following, and I'm one for one. That's all everyone has to know.
That's all right. Right.
But we got what... Well, you know what? Speaking of victory laps. Let's go back, because last week's question of the week was...
Yeah, what's next for Joe?
What was next for Joe? And we got to give some props to Bethany in Mississippi, because she got pretty darn close.
I think Joe is going to stay in Redneckville for at least one more episode, but I do think he'll head his way back to the big city, if for no other reason than to figure out why he has this new group of followers that's trying to call him out. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Bethany,
yeah,
dropping some wisdom on us.
Yeah, she did. And I think, again, it holds true kind of the same thing where she thought that Joe was going to hang around Redneck. And by the way, thank you, Bethany, for using Redneck.
That's right.
We're trying to trademark that. I don't know if it's going to work. But
that and Reverend Pervy Pants.
Yeah. She didn't use that. So maybe.
Oh, but you know what? Joe, you had that great line. What was Joe's great line?
Oh, it was, I don't want to stay here in your slut, your utopian slut palace.
Utopian slut palace.
Oh,
nice.
That is great.
That was great.
That is great. If that's not a band, it will be by this weekend.
That's true. But yeah, I thought that we would, I mean, they created such a fascinating, unseemly little ecosystem down there. I didn't think that they would abandon it so quickly. I figured they'd be there not just through today, but another week at least. But
we keep saying this. We pretty much are going to have to get used to it, and so it's not going to be a surprise anymore, because we keep saying it. But that's how it's going to be now.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Strap yourselves in and enjoy the ride. Because I was the same way, as Bethany said, and thought we'd hang around at least one more episode. And technically,
well,
they
we
did.
Were through this episode.
Yeah,
sure,
they did, but. How about, I loved his face when Mandy turned the knife on Mama.
Even under all that beard, you could see just the glee.
The twinkle in his eye.
Yeah.
Hello.
He has a new follower.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he really comes alive when he can be, you know, somebody's, you know, charismatic leader and father figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because up until then, and we were talking before, just to ourselves, before the episode, and I think we both thought that Mandy was going to go with him.
Right.
But before she turned the knife on Mama, I was starting to doubt that. I wasn't quite sure. But then...
Yeah, that was quite a show of aligning her loyalties there. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't think she was going to kill her own mother.
I didn't either.
In fact, this is just a whole show full of Mama issues, isn't it?
And there's more to come.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
But you knew that Mama was doomed when she pulled that gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like... Oh my, that was a bad move.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So that's what's going on, you know, over with Joe, and he's headed back, as Bethany called it, to the big city with Mandy. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And, so it's Joe's new family.
And I got to be honest, I hope we're getting to the end of this because I was getting a little tired of the, no, I'm not in, I'm out, I'm, you know, no, stay away from here. You know, Mendez acting all tough again. And don't get me started on Mendez.
Yeah, weak. She's weak.
Yeah, but anyway, so either get in or get out.
You
know, I mean, I liked it in the beginning because he was trying to keep things, you know, secret and do it. But now the secret's out.
You know, and you can't really blame Mendez for being irritated with him because he's broken any number of laws and he's hampered with their investigation left and right. And, you know, people keep dying or being injured because he was so easily, you know, played by Lily.
Yeah. If he just would have called me.
That's right.
But I guess because Mendez, he's just, I don't know, I'm not buying her tough act.
No.
But anyway.
No. And, you know, and they probably could have picked like an FBI agent who doesn't look just like Deb. You know, did we have to get another petite brunette? I mean, they look just alike.
Yeah, that's true. But the other thing I found was interesting in his dreams, in the beginning of the episode there, he's having those dreams. And he has Joe say, you know, you can't kill me. If I die, you die.
Yeah.
Which is a very common type of theme, the psychological connection to the person you're chasing or you're obsessed with.
Yeah, yeah.
Common theme in horror movies and movies in general. So, and it fits right along with this show because obviously they're in each other's head.
The whole Hannibal series does that really well.
Yes. So that, you know, I like where this is going. Finally, I think... He's past that. Ryan is past that. Is he in or is he out thing? Because, you know, when Weston broke into his apartment, and I mean, who didn't know that Weston, that was going to be Weston in there? I'm getting too proud of myself. Oh, I knew everything. No. But with Weston finding his stash of evidence in there. So I think now, especially with as quickly as this show moves, that he's in now. Let's stop pretending.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm going to throw you in jail if you don't. Come on. On the other side now, we've got big developments with Emma.
Yeah. First, you know, they again, moving through things quickly, man, they plowed through that whole cult house. I mean, we don't know any of those other characters. In fact, we only ever got lines from one lady.
Yeah.
So I was kind of sorry that got blown through so quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was interested in who were the other six, you know, leftover followers and what have they all been doing aside from, you know, stockpiling explosives that they weren't going to ever detonate. You know, and, you know, when they said there's three in the upstairs and there's three in the downstairs, but we can't see in the basement, that's our blind spot. I'm like, ooh, there's going to be something cool in the basement.
Right.
You know, no, just somebody, like you said, who brought a knife to a gunfight. Come on.
And then, let's go back to Mendez. She shot that guy in the back five times.
In the back. Yeah, that was cold. She's cold-blooded. She's cold-blooded, that Mendez.
But yeah, the woman came at him with a knife.
I just wish we could have spent one episode in that house. Meet those people, see what's going on there. Yeah. You know, it just would have been interesting to me to just see what's going on there. But the flip side of that is now Emma, right? Is she dating one of the twins? What's going on with Emma?
She's dated everybody else, right? What is going on with Emma? And that's very interesting because she talked with Mark there, twin Mark,
right,
about do you feel fear?
Or should I be afraid?
Should I be afraid?
Right.
And then, well, then he said, can you feel fear?
Yeah.
I don't really feel fear. And that seemed to draw him to her a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that's when she said, okay, I'll follow you. But now she's seen them stab Carlos right there in front of her eyes, although I don't think there was any love lost between
no,
Emma and Carlos.
So on the one hand, I think for her, you know, if you remember in season one, like that was how people proved themselves, you know, worthy to be in Joe's cult, was they killed other people in front of you. And so in a way, to me, that kind of reminded me of that. Like that was what, you know, all of her boyfriends had to do in the first season was was kill someone for her. And then she would go, okay, now, you know, now I trust you. So there was that. But on the other hand, so now she just replaces Carlos as their link to Joe, which makes you wonder, well, then if they ever do get Joe, won't they just kill her?
Right.
And she's too smart not to be thinking that.
You would think so.
Yeah,
you would think so. Because now it's just on her side anyway. It's just down to her. So she really might feel that what other choice does she have?
Right.
She doesn't know what these people are up to. And so she's at least along for the ride here in
right.
the short term.
She seems clearly pretty suspicious, you know, what they're doing and what their plan is. And I think it will be fascinating, speaking of mommy issues, it'll be fascinating to see Emma and the twins' mother, how they get along. Because,
yeah.
you know, she's used to being the alpha. And of course, she killed her own mom.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, you know, that'll be an interesting, I think, dynamic to see work itself out. But I think that, you know, so she loves Joe. We know that she does. She's a true follower of Joe, right? Because she killed her boyfriend at the end of last season because he wanted them to just go and be on their own. And no, she chose
right.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever it is that the twins and that family, and is it Giselle? Who is she to them? Is she their sister? Is she their girlfriend? She's just the French au pair. I mean, who is she?
The first logical thought would be that she's a sister, but you know, I'm gonna retire one for one here and just say I don't know. I think sister is too easy at this point. I think we're gonna find something else.
Okay.
But
I think, you know, Emma has to be wondering, as I'm wondering, what do they want with Joe?
Well, you know what? That leads us right into this week's question of the week.
Okay.
And that would be it. What is behind the twins' search for Joe? What do they want? What are their motives? Why do they want to draw him out? That is the TV Talk question of the week. So let us know if you're using the TV Talk app. It's on the button right there. Use that. You can also leave feedback at tvtalk.com. And we love the feedback. We get great comments, so keep them coming. So that's it for this week. What is behind the twins' search for Joe? What do they want?
Right. It's a family affair, obviously. You know, it makes you wonder, are they just looking for a father figure? Because Joe is looking for a family.
Mm-hmm.
He has always been looking for a family, trying to build that family.
You could substitute in the title, the following, for the family.
It could
be one of those cults. You know, you go back to cults of killers, you know, the Manson family. It's a very family type thing. And you're right. There's been a theme, dysfunctional or not, the theme is family.
Okay, so is it possible? Do you think Joe is the twins' father?
Well, I certainly think that's possible, yeah. And you know, heck, the way it's going, we'll find it out next week.
But, you know, and I'm really curious about that. I mean, I think that that's what do they want with him? It's obviously not what everybody else wants with him. So what do they want with him? And how does Emma fit into it now?
Right, because I'm wondering, I keep going back to, When is Emma going to outlive her usefulness? And they'll just but now if twin Mark really likes her,
right,
as the one said, I think this was Giselle said, you got a new pet, you know, if he wants her around, then that could,
and Emma will just use that to her own advantage. She'll just pretend she's returning his affections as she did with many a now dead character from season one. So that'll be interesting to see, because I, unlike Carlos, I like Emma. I think Emma is a great character, and I'll be sorry if they do kill her off here in the next couple of episodes. On the other hand, you know, it's kind of time for a major character to get killed, and I'm not sure if Mandy's mama really counts as a major character.
No, I don't think so.
So,
no. Although that was a good moment.
It was.
That was good.
It was, yeah.
A real turning point. And I don't think they will. I think Emma will be around for a little while. I think she's a really good connection to the
season one.
Yeah, and to the two different worlds, two different following groups.
Right. No, I think you're right. If they get rid of Emma, they have effectively gotten rid of the whole first season. They've just killed off that entire season, which would be too bad. And I think that, you know, when they do bring Joe back, when Joe does reunite or whatever, when he comes back into the big city, I think that they'll still have to be that remainder of his original following. I think, yeah, I think mm-hmm. you're right. That's going to be a big kind of sticking point.
And
I hope so anyway.
Yeah, I think so. And I have to go back to when before they left the hotel room, when they first brought Emma in there, and she was a little, she didn't know what they meant, you know, by your people are gone or whatever.
Right.
And they flip on the TV just at the moment where the TV, and to recap, that's pretty darn good timing.
That really was. But, that was good timing.
Yeah, I know, but that's nitpicky. But she was strangely calm in the face of all that.
She was.
What do you think?
Well, she's a psychopath. They can be hard to rattle, I think.
Yeah, that's true. And then, like we said, Carlos getting it right there. I mean,
oh, you knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, the Giselle just kept chomping at the bit.
That's right. And then she was so mad when Luke was like, "I'm sorry, I forgot. He's not dead yet."
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so funny. It's so funny the dysfunctional relationships that they establish with these characters because they're crazy. And so they fight about the same things normal people fight about, except just a little bit more twisted.
Right. Like, but then, speaking of twisted, then you have Joe and Mandy standing there saying prayers.
Yes.
For the mama that Mandy just killed with multiple knives.
Yeah. Is it judgy of me to say, I don't think God is listening to you two? I mean, does that just seem a little judgy of me? But yeah, that was weird. It was weird.
It was weird. But it calls into the creepiness of the whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
And so does, I'm really liking this following playlist.
Yes.
They take these classic songs.
And
who was doing that tonight? It was Stand By Me.
Yeah.
That, of course, is one of the all-time classics. And somebody's just really
slowed it down and creeped it up. And last week it was Bad Moon Rising. And it was really slow and spooky.
Bad Moon Rising makes more sense.
It's spooky to begin with, yeah.
But this one, they took the lyrics and now it took on a whole different meaning.
Right, because because of the show itself. Because he's talking to this girl who just killed her mama for him. Yeah,
right.
It was. Yeah, I like it.
So
I like it.
I do too. I say keep those coming.
Indeed.
You know, I'm looking forward to more, and maybe they'll do like an album for your next Halloween party. It's the Followings greatest hits. But no, I like that, and it really, keeps the creepy mood going. So, Lord knows what they're going to hit us with next week, but this one was fast moving for sure. We got I thought really after Mandy killed Mama, I thought that was the bombshell for this week.
Nope.
Nope. Big nope. So, a lot of fun. A lot of fun as always. And keep in mind, the talkback question of the week, once again, is what is behind the twins' search for Joe? What do they want? Let us know. The button on the TV Talk app or at tvtalk.com. And keep those comments coming.
And we want to thank everybody who's listening right now on iHeartRadio. And want to remind you to add us to your favorites. And don't forget to check out the Daily Pulse.
Yes. And don't forget to keep the conversation going through the week as we get to wait for the next episode. Hit us up on Twitter. It's at TV Talk. And for us personally, we are at Mad Wolf. That's MADDWOLF. Love talking about this throughout the week.
Absolutely.
And it's fun. It has been fun. We're already, three episodes in, and it's just getting better every week.
That's crazy.
And be sure to stay tuned after and get the full TV Talk experience for the Eclipse are coming up next. And be sure to leave yours. So until next week, I am George.
I'm Hope.
And this is TV Talk for The Following. See you next week.
And now it's time for this week's Talkback Clips.